This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track.
Well, hello, America. It is straight up down, top of the hour. Bill Martinez live here with you. Good to have you along with us. This weekend was quite the weekend. I traveled north from Florida and managed to go through four states. Was able to stop in Milton, Florida, and see our old friend Carl Gallups. Attended services with him and the faithful there, and it was good fun meeting some old friends and acquaintances there in Milton, Florida, and spent some time with Pastor Carl, you know, catching up on some things face to face. And we talked a little bit more about that incredible meeting that he had with Joe Arpaio and with Lieutenant Mike Zulu there in Arizona. I mean, just an awesome experience. I told him, I said, next time, hey buddy, let me carry your luggage there, man. I'd love to be sitting in on that meeting. Just incredible the amount of history that is taking place there. And, you know, as I say to you, it's going to be, I think, quite extraordinary. I think once this president leaves office, some of these things that have been kind of like hanging chads out there, we're going to find out, you know, what is going on with this administration, if the truth will ever be known, or is the $3 million that the president used to seal his all his transcripts and his college history and all that, you know, will that continue to carry the day? But I tell you, don't be surprised, you know, after it's all said and done, the mainstream media comes out and say, I told you, you know, and start taking credit for it and all that. Well, anyway, the Iowa caucuses are underway today. And we want to thank everybody there in Iowa that's participating. This is extraordinary, I'm telling you. And they really set the stage when you think about what Iowans are doing on behalf of we the people. I mean, they're doing a lot of hard work there, meeting, talking, hashing this out about each of the candidates. And, of course, the caucus tonight that'll be taking place. From what I understand, weather's okay. There may be a little bit of a storm late. So if they have somebody going on and on till after midnight, might be problematic. But up until then, they should be able to get through it. And Iowans are tough, so you know that's just part of their fiber. So you know they'll get through it and make that work. And we've got David Drucker from the Washington Examiner, and also Gabby Maraggiola. Gabby happens to be in New Hampshire, so she's on the ground there, and they're going to be checking in. David, I think David's back in D.C., so we'll be here from David. David's been staying all over, you know, what's been going on in Iowa as well as Gabby. So we'll get a report that'll be coming up. Also a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Pastor John Hagen. Excited to have that opportunity to talk with Pastor John. As I mentioned to you, I, along with 33 other pastors from the eastern United States, had the opportunity to visit Israel. And it was all tied into Pastor John's group, CUFI, which is Christians United for Israel. And he's going to talk a little bit about that. He's going to talk also about his new study guide that he put out, which is a study guide complement to his book, The Three Heavens. And this is called Angels and Demons, focusing on, you know, the demonic and angels. There's good angels, there's bad angels, understanding what the difference is all about. Great study guide. So you can really go deep into that aspect, and a great complement to have for a small study group and that. So he'll be here. We'll talk about Israel and why Israel is so doggone important and has been historically for the United States. In fact, I have a couple of friends, John McTiernan and Bill Koenig, have both written books on, you know, when the United States interferes with Israel's foreign policy. And I say Israel, which is God's foreign policy, what happens? I mean, there are at least 72 documented instances when the United States interferes with Israel's land for peace deal, and we get clobbered with a national disaster. I mean, it totals, like, I think close to $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. So you can call it coincidence. You can call it just a sheer warning, you know, from the hand of God to America, and helps you understand understand why America exists in the first place, this great experiment. Why are we the land of the free, home of the brave, and why we have enjoyed God's hand of providence and benefit for so long? I believe it's because of our relationship with Israel. We've got more. Stay with us, America, coming up right after this.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? It's Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. From the Washington Examiner this morning, good to have him with us. We tried to track him down on Friday. It was a crazy schedule trying to get connected. But he needed to be here this morning. David Drucker is with us. David, always good to have you on the air with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we want to talk Iowa. This is the official kickoff. A lot of the good folks in Iowa leading the way and doing a lot of hard work. They've been doing it on our behalf for quite a while, but now it culminates. What's your report there?
You know, I'm really trying to figure this one out. There are a lot of competing factors in play here. Obviously, the polls on the Republican side have Donald Trump in first place, followed by Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. I feel like Ted Cruz is close enough to Trump that a superior ground game and sophisticated voter turnout operation puts him in a position to win. But on the other hand, if turnout just sort of swamps the caucuses by leaps and bounds, then you know, there's only so much a turnout machine can do. And then the other, I think, big question of the night is, does Marco Rubio finish third, as the polls suggest he will? And is it a strong third with everybody else pretty far back? And if he does that, then that's going to be one of the stories in the evening as well.
Well, is there going to be much change? I mean, because in all these candidates can find a way to talk about Iowa. It's just a caucus. Yes, it's the start. It gives us a little indication, you know, so that they can continue to live another day. But the donors are going to look at that, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is, you know, you're right. Everybody can spin this any way they want. And some people will be successful. And obviously, you know, a lot of the candidates have really put all their eggs in the New Hampshire basket. So they'll be able to say that, look, they were never planning on Iowa to do that well for them anyway. But once voters start voting, it has an impact. It has an impact on the primary that come next. People may not realize it, but you have a result, and success often can breed success. Not always. Some states aren't going to vote for people who did well in other states because it's not a good fit. But success tends to breed success and momentum. Failure can do the opposite,
yeah.
Particularly
right.
For raising money. It's a big deal.
Well, we know it hurt Rick Santorum last time around because it wasn't announced until well after that he actually won. And so it was, you know, was inopportune for him. Hopefully, you know, we don't run into that problem this time around.
Yeah. Well, one can help. Apparently, the state party has partnered with Microsoft on a phone app so that at each caucus precinct site, voting site, essentially. Once they do the count, they put it into, you know, whoever's running the thing, they put it into their phone and it immediately uploads. So theoretically, at least on the Republican side, we should know the winner at a reasonably decent hour. And the caucuses start at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to take about an hour to complete. And, you know, the way I hear it, we should know by 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, who won.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, this has all been boiling up for, you know, it seems like for, you know, 2-3 months. And now here it comes down to the final hour and a half or so. And they're going to hit this hard and fast tonight, aren't they?
Yeah. And there's still some campaigning going on today. Not quite the same as it has been, but there will be some of the candidates are going to visit caucus sites, which is allowed. Well, a caucus is not like, you know, normal voting, so there's electioneering that is allowed inside the caucus. Ted Cruz has an event today, a campaign event. He's completing what is known here as the full Grassley, which means he will have visited all 99 Iowa counties. That was made popular by Senator Charles Grassley, who's also up for re-election this year. And so there's some activity, but for most of the day, it's going to be a lot of analysis and waiting.
What about the Democrats? Sanders, of course, has been moving up steadily. It seems coincidental with Hillary's problems.
Yeah, Sanders, look, it has a lot of enthusiasm behind his campaign, although in Iowa, according to the Des Moines Register's respected poll, there's not a huge enthusiasm gap here between him and Hillary Clinton. So I think part of it is, you know, will Hillary's superior ground game and voter turnout operation, and it is in the sense that she learned a lot of lessons from 8 years ago when Obama just ran circles around her from a grassroots perspective. So she's got a strong operation. Sanders has a very energetic operation. He draws crowds, you know, just like Donald Trump does, quite frankly.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just a matter of how the race goes tonight is, you know, those sort of competing forces. My sense is I think Clinton actually wins here. Obviously, she's got real problems in New Hampshire, but if she can win here, that would go a long way towards quelling a lot of the anxiety in the Democratic Party, notwithstanding the fact that she still got this email investigation deal.
Well, especially this last drop where, I mean, this has been a slow drip process, but this last one is like, it is so secret, we even feel bad even telling you that we found it.
Yeah, look, I mean, none of this, I mean, look, I spent Saturday following around Hillary Clinton to see how things looked for her and spoke to a lot of Democratic voters. And, it, you know, for most of them, they just think this is a tin pot dictator plot kicked up by Republicans to derail her. But, you know, I spoke to one, it was only one, it's anecdotal, but I spoke to one, like, 22-year-old who hadn't made up his mind whether it was Bernie or it was Hillary, and he's an Iowa native going to school here, so he can caucus and will caucus. And he told me the email thing is concerning. It's in the news. He reads about it. He's writing chapter and verse of the latest news story on the top secret emails. So it will have an impact. It just depends on how big of an impact.
Exactly. What about Trump not showing up at that last debate? Is there any indication that this has had much impact?
So the polling, the late polling that we've seen suggests no impact. I mean, if you just go by the raw numbers, he was ahead 28-23 over Cruz in the Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll that everybody pays attention to here. There's a Quinnipiac poll out this morning that has him up over Cruz 31-24. Let's just stick with the DMR Politics poll, DMR
right.
Bloomberg poll. I mean, that would suggest, I guess, you know, maybe if he had gone to the debate, he would have been doing better, but he still had a 5-point lead. What we don't know, though, is if it rubbed enough people the wrong way for him to lose support. And we do know, anecdotally, that there are a lot of Trump voters or people that thought they were going to be Trump voters that are now going to Cruz, some going to Rubio. So, mm-hmm. you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Exactly. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, thank you for coming on and giving us a perspective on what's going to be happening tonight. It's going to be pretty exciting. It is just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. I mean, they're caucusing tonight in Iowa. We can caucus right now. We don't need to wait until tonight. But I got to tell you, again, I'm eternally grateful for Iowans for taking on this responsibility. And for them, it is a longstanding tradition that they take very seriously. Gabby Marangiello is with us. She's a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. And Gabby, I know you feel the same way. You and I talked about Iowans and their hardiness and their help in this process, because they officially kick off the presidential campaign tonight, don't they?
They do, and it's a huge responsibility on their part, and really just so many people are looking to Iowa to see if there's going to be a significant change in the state of this race right now, or whether, you know, going into Iowa, the polls are actually reflective of what each candidate looks like there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right there, ground floor in New Hampshire, and you already have a lot of jockeying going on. We spoke with your colleague David Drucker just a moment ago, and we know what can come out of Iowa, as always does. It is a test. It gives you a snapshot. Some people want to write it off, especially those that are not necessarily counting on the evangelical number. They want that number, but some are. It's not the be all and end all like it was for Rick Santorum last time around, or Michael Huckabee before that. Some are saying, okay, look, we're going to get through Iowa. That'll give us a snapshot. But New Hampshire is going to be absolutely critical. And you're right there at the ground floor. What's going on?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, there's a number of candidates who have really put it all onto New Hampshire. I mean, right now you have John Kasich, who's actually campaigning here today. Jeb Bush, Chris Christie will both make their way to New Hampshire this evening instead of remaining in Iowa. So for those three governors, this is really a do-or-die state for them. If, you know, Jeb Bush doesn't do well in Iowa and he comes to New Hampshire and performs in fifth or sixth or seventh place here, then it's going to be really tough for him to appear as though he's a credible candidate among South Carolinians and, you know, back in, over in Nevada and in many of the southern states that he's really looked forward to. The same thing goes for Chris Christie and John Kasich. John Kasich has said explicitly that if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, it's the end of his campaign, ball game over.
Exactly.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. And one thing that I've noticed that's really interesting in New Hampshire is that typically you don't have an influence. What happens in Iowa doesn't tend to influence. But in this election cycle, a number of undecided voters here have told me, you know, we're looking to see who emerges from Iowa, whether Rubio does really well and we can get behind him, or whether it looks like Cruz is going to be the one to defeat somebody like Donald Trump, and then we'll go from there. So that's a really interesting and unique aspect of this election cycle in particular.
Yeah, you bring up a good point here, Gabby, because, you look at Iowa, Iowans, nothing like New Hampshire, but for New Hampshire to be looking over their shoulder, because they're all over the political spectrum, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You have, well, this is an open primary. We have a number of independent voters who are still trying to decide whether they want to vote for a Democrat or a Republican. And then you have a group, a significant number of voters who prefer an establishment-friendly candidate, like one of the three governors or perhaps Senator Rubio. And then you have a number of Trump supporters. I mean, plastered throughout the highways and freeways on this state are giant Donald Trump signs. So there's really three categories here. And it's going to be – I'm especially looking forward to see how tonight, the caucus night in Iowa, really influences – voters in New Hampshire who remain undecided.
Where's Rand Paul in all this? I mean, he seems to be left in the dust here.
Well, I know Rand Paul's campaign has put a lot into Iowa. If anything, they are hoping for a breakout performance tonight. But in New Hampshire, I have to say that he's really just not being mentioned as a candidate. Most people have a top three already figured out, and that tends to include, if they lean towards, you know, establishment candidates, it tends to include Kasich and Rubio or Christie, or people who are leaning towards Ted Cruz might have Rand Paul somewhere in the running, but his name hasn't been mentioned as often as perhaps his campaign would have liked in New Hampshire.
Right.
I can't say that I've seen a strong ground operation here either. I think he's invested a lot of his resources into Iowa, and that could backfire if he doesn't do well there this evening.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Marco Rubio, and Marco Rubio is one of those candidates I find quite perplexing. He's one that the voters want to like. They like him. And you bring up an interesting point, Gabby. You say that he's winning over the minds but not the hearts of New Hampshire voters. And that, I think, is pretty insightful and might be the overall condition that Marco Rubio has across the country. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Marco Rubio, you know, he speaks so eloquently. He is able to convince voters that he would be the most electable candidate in a general election against whoever the Democrats put up. But he has that flip-flopping on immigration in his background, and he doesn't have the governing experience that a number of other candidates have. And that's the one caveat when it comes to voters who, when they think that, yes, he is the person who could defeat Hillary Clinton in a general election or could defeat Bernie Sanders, but what comes next? As president, would he be able to handle, all of the duties that come with being commander-in-chief when he hasn't presided over a state or hasn't even been much, been in the Senate much? So it's really a big question on the minds of Rubio supporters here. Most of them have told me we just want a Republican in the White House, and so that could definitely work to his benefit. But there are still existing concerns about what a Rubio presidency would look like and if he has the experience to handle that responsibility.
Well, experience, a big issue. You know, as I tell people, experience defines preference. In the last 8 years of an inexperienced commander-in-chief has hurt this country severely, and I'm not sure, and maybe that works against Marco Rubio. You know, to your point, this lack of defined experience, the other issue, his Achilles heel, is what happened over immigration. I think he gives a good explanation, but it's just not gaining traction. This still is haunting him, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's evident just going out and knocking on doors with the Rubio campaign. I spent a whole day going out with Governor George Pataki, who has now endorsed Marco Rubio and was in New Hampshire knocking on doors. And I just wanted to see what that was like and what kind of responses he's getting from voters. And you know, every voter who answered their door had a question for Governor Pataki, and that was, well, how do you explain Marco Rubio's flip-flopping on immigration? Why would he support a bill or, you know, be the leading craftsman of a bill that would have given a pathway to citizenship to illegal immigrants? It's still a question that's dominating the minds of voters here. And they're starting to warm up, and, you know, as you said, Rubio does have a good explanation. He was just trying to get things done in the Senate, and to some people that's a legitimate answer, but others still have questions about that.
Yeah, it's still a bit confusing for them in terms of settling it, and he's got to find some way to make that happen if he's gonna make the turn and really enter into that top tier position, which he hopes to do, and probably, like you say, if he doesn't do so in New Hampshire, then maybe he starts looking at a off ramp.
Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire is definitely an important state for Marco Rubio, but Iowa is as well. If he doesn't perform well tonight, if he doesn't finish in a strong third, if he even finishes fourth in Iowa, that could really ruin any momentum he would have had going into New Hampshire.
Exactly. Well, if he goes fourth, who would be third? Who would you think would bubble up?
You know, I just from what I've people who I've spoken with who work for Rand Paul, I know this is a crazy prediction based on what we were hearing, but I think if anybody is going to stand out tonight, anyone's going to be the surprise candidate, it would be Senator Paul.
Well, Gabby Morangiello from the Washington Examiner has been with us. Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate it.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-813-8067. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-813-8067. That's 1-800-813-8067. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-813-8067.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track.
To hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Coming at you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern in over 270 markets across the United States and around the world via shortwave. Our next guest, one of my favorite pastors of all time, Pastor John Hagee, is with us. New York Times best-selling author, Pastor Hagee. Always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing fine. It's a delight and a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Pastor Hagee, I got to tell you, I've been bragging on you. I just got back from Israel. I am so grateful to you and all the work that you've been doing with CUFI, Christians United for Israel. I was on that trip recently with Victor and with 33 pastors. That was my jaw is still in the opened awe position. It was such a treat.
We're glad you went, and I'm thankful for all of the pastors who take the time to go to Israel. Because going to Israel is an experience of a lifetime to truly discover and explore your spiritual roots. It's exactly. Really where Jesus lived. It's really where he taught. It's where he's coming again. Israel is the future of the world. Not Washington, not Rome, not Paris, not Berlin. Jerusalem, Israel is the center of the universe in the mind of God.
Exactly. Well, I have maintained, Pastor Hagee, that ever since Israel became a nation again in 1948, it was as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what has been passing are moments and seconds, minutes and seconds ever since then. And I just see the prophetic clock just speeding, you know, to eternity.
That is exactly right. Israel has always been God's timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
And 1948, God has said, there is a set time to favor Zion. That's Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was talking about the rebirth of Israel. And he said he was going to pour out mercy and grace upon the house of David. Surely that time is here. Israel right now is surrounded by a very radical element of Islam that wants to destroy it. But God Almighty has promised that he, as the defender of Israel, will not allow the wicked to overcome the righteous.
And I got to tell you, Pastor Hagee, it was so enlightening for me. I mean, people told me, he said, Bill, this was the first time I'd gone to Israel. In times previous, there had always been something about ready to explode. And my family said, hey, now's not the time. Now's not the time. This time I just had to go, even though there were warnings that Bethlehem was closed down. Again, it was closed the day before we were supposed to go there. And Pastor Stephen Corey ended up coming into Jerusalem and meet with us there, as opposed to us going to Bethlehem. And even the night that we left, there was a single mom with four children, Palestinian, broke into her house and knifed her to death. You know, and this is the kind of stuff that goes on there that people do not realize, as you say, the ancient hatred and the targeted hatred towards the Jewish people is just unbelievable and extraordinary, and you just don't understand it unless you're there.
That's exactly right. The Jewish people have, for millennia, lived under the threat of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism in Europe right now is judged by Europeans to be 40%. To think that 40% of the people are openly opposed to Jewish people and to Israel is unthinkable. When you look at the radical Islamic element that we have just given $150 billion to in Iran, whose people stand in the street and scream death to Israel and death to the Jewish people, it makes you very concerned for the well-being of America, because we have given $150 billion to people who have sworn to destroy Israel, and God Almighty has sworn to defend Israel. God does not care what we do with Russia or China, but he is very concerned about what America has done with Israel. I think we are very much walking on dangerous ground with God, because we have given money to the enemies of his people, and they most assuredly will use it to kill Jewish people.
Well, and the thing, we do this in the face of established precedent and clear examples. When the United States has blessed Israel, it's gone well for us. You know, again, we're revisiting Genesis 12 here that says, you know, it's that covenant promise that God made to Abraham, saying, look, I'm going to bless those that bless you, and I'm going to curse those that curse you. And there have been two very well-documented books that cite over 70 specific instances when the United States has violated the foreign policy that God has established for Israel, and what has followed has been natural disasters to the tune, the total, almost $1 trillion, Pastor Hagee. But still, our State Department and our government officials, in the face of that empirical evidence, will still do as they darn well please, at the risk and danger of we the people.
The fact is that this administration simply does not fear the God of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And our nation is in a spiritual decline. We must come to the realization that world history can be expressed in 25 words or less. And it goes like this, that the nations that blessed Israel prospered, and the nations that tried to persecute the Jewish people, God destroyed. That begins with the Egyptian Empire, through the Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Roman Empire, right down to today. God, in his own grace, is going to destroy Russia and Iran, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, in the future, because they plan to destroy the chosen people.
Exactly. Well, Pastor Hagee, the other enlightening part for me being there in Israel was to get a little bit of a hold of the indoctrination that's happening to young Arab children. They are taught in an early age this anti-Semitic worldview to the point that they respond almost like, you know, shades and memories of Nazi Germany, the way they look upon, you know, God's chosen people and the way they speak of them, very disrespectfully, very inhumanely.
The teaching of hatred against the Jewish people is prolific throughout the Middle East. That cannot be denied.
And, you know, so how can we possibly talk peace when there is no compromise? Even one of the, it was a major with the IDF, said that Bibi Netanyahu offered, I think it was 97% of what the Palestinians wanted, and they could not accept it because their indoctrination is that anybody that would accept anything less than 100% is no better than an infidel.
They reject that because they simply do not want peace. They want Israel gone. Israel has offered a number of times virtually everything that the Palestinians want. But you have to ask yourself the question, how can Israel make peace with the Palestinians when the Palestinians will not recognize Israel's right to exist?
Exactly.
How can you have a state with a partner, a two-state solution, where the other partner does not want you to exist? That's just simply an impossibility. People who believe that there is a two-state solution in this present situation, it's a delusional concept.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we had a chance to take a look at the Madrasa. Of course, you know, those that have seen the movie understand what that's all about, and the options for the remaining members there in fighting that stronghold was, you're going to die. You're just going to choose how you're going to die. Is it going to be the hand of the Romans, or is it going to be at your own hand? And the Israelis say, we don't ever want to be put in that situation again. But Pastor Hagee, I'm looking at it, you know, from a geopolitical context, and I'm saying, you're almost there all over again if you give up any room. Pastor Hagee, can you hold on for one more segment? Because I want to talk to you about your companion study guide to the three heavens. Can you do that?
Oh.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Stamps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life.
Back, America. Bill Martinez, and our conversation continues with Pastor John Hagee, New York Times bestselling author. We're going to talk about Angels and Demons, his companion study guide to the three heavens. Pastor Hagee, always good to have you with us, and congratulations on the book, which is creating a lot of questions, which you knew would do. We're talking about the three heavens, and what you are saying in your book and in this companion guide is that angels are, they are the supernatural. You're continuing to take us through this journey of the supernatural in the world of angels and demons. Angels are alive. They're immortal. They present the Lord's proclamations. As you and I had discussed before, they protect, guard, and go before us. And by contrast, demons too are real, right?
They are indeed. I have written this book because I wanted the people to recognize first that there are three heavens. Mm-hmm. And the three heavens are the heavens, first heaven, that you can see with your natural eyes, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the second heaven is where Satan has his throne, where he rules over his empire with the fallen angels that followed him in the revolution against God, mm-hmm. and from which he commands his demon spirits on the earth. And the third heaven is where God rules his throne. It is the home of the righteous. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "This day you will be with me in paradise." And the paradise and the third heaven are one and the same place. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this book so that people could see the biblical evidence that there are three heavens and exactly the difference between one and the other.
Well, the book, the way it was written, Pastor Hagee, it does cause you to take pause. And I think the study guide is especially helpful because it helps us go deeper into what the three heavens, and particularly angels and demons, and what they represent in our life and the impact, you know, that they're having, and what we can do about that, right?
Absolutely. The essence of the book is how to wage spiritual warfare as a believer. One is through the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. The illustration is given through Daniel, who, when he was captured from being in Israel, was brought to the Babylonian Empire to serve at the pleasure of the government. He had a high-ranking position, but he wanted to know from God what was the future of the Jewish people. He said, God, you promised us a land for us, and here we are, strangers in a strange land. What is our future? And God was ready to tell him the future of Israel through the archangel Michael that was coming from heaven. Michael was intercepted in the heavenlies by the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia was a fallen angel, an archangel who was evil, if you will, from the kingdom of Satan, and there was a warfare in the heavenlies. Daniel continued praying for 21 days until the answer came. And the angel Michael said, Daniel, we heard you praying on the first day, but because you continued praying, we can now bring you the answer. It proves that what you do on the ground in prayer determines what happens in the supernatural in the air.
Exactly.
Whenever you read the Word of God is a legal spiritual document. The provisions of God are in the promises of God. And when you have a problem, you find a scripture in the Bible that relates to that problem, and you read that verse aloud and receive God's answer. Because that verse is a Holy Spirit-inspired proclamation. A third method of spiritual warfare is the binding and loosing. The Bible has said, Jesus speaking, what you bind on this earth is bound in heaven, and what you release on this earth is loosed in heaven. Christians have that kind of power in prayer. And this book, The Three Heavens, demonstrates how to implement that kind of praying in your life that gives your prayer life an exciting power.
Exactly. Well, I've always been challenged, Pastor Hagee, when Jesus said, you see the great things that I'm doing, you marvel at that, but you're going to even do greater things because I'm at the right hand of the Father cheering you on, essentially. And so that really adds a dimension of power that I believe is understated and maybe underrealized here currently. What do you think?
I think that when we get to heaven, we are going to be shocked at the kind of power we had in prayer and didn't use it. When you look across the pages of history, the people that really, truly accomplished great things with God had a great prayer life. My mother had a statement. My mother was a great person of prayer. Mm-hmm. Some prayer, some power, more power. Much prayer, much power.
Wow.
It was very, very true in her life. When I, to the day my mother passed away, if I could get my mother to pray about my problems, I felt a lot safer.
Exactly.
Because it was a local call from her house.
Exactly. Wow. And to be around a prayer, around a righteous person whose prayer availeth much, that is incredibly and extraordinarily encouraging, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed. And Christians need to learn how to utilize the power of prayer that God has given and that we demonstrate in this book.
Well, in this companion study guide you designed for small group as well as discipleship study, help us understand, you know, what was your driving force and motivation in doing that?
The staff of this book to contain was to enrich the lives of believers and to encourage them that they would get a grasp of a view of heaven. We've gone to great lengths for them to fully understand the ministry and the power of angels in their own life. God said, David records, he will give his angels, plural, charge over you to protect you in all of your way. Billy Graham has said, every believer has the biblical justification to believe that you have at least two angels watching you, guarding you, protecting you all the time. In this book, I give some situations where I know that the angels of God protected me and saved my life in the service of the Lord with the power of his angels on this earth. It's an exciting read about people who have actually gone to heaven, who died and went into heaven and came back to describe exactly what they saw.
Well, Pastor Hagee, we've got about a minute left here, and just one final question, and I know you're asked of this quite often. The position that America is in right now, 7 out of 10 agree that we're on the wrong track. How important are these upcoming elections in light? Also, you know, that's just looking at it from a worldly view. We already understand that we're not to look to man, that we look to God. But right now, we do have a responsibility as Christians to do something to help get this country back on track. What do you say?
The Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Mm. And when the wicked rule, the people mourn. America has been in a state of mourning for a long time. But the righteous cannot get an authority if the righteous stay home, sit on the couch, and watch television on election day. I tell my congregation, go vote. Vote the Bible. Don't send or continue to send this cadre of liars, immoral, dishonest people back to Washington. Send someone that has character, someone who stands on biblical principles. If the 60 million Bible-believing Christians in America would go vote in this election, we can take this country back and turn it around in one election cycle. But it can't be done sitting on the couch, sucking your thumb, whining about how bad things are, and you not do anything about it. You count. Get up and go vote.
I'll tell you, that says it all right there, doesn't it, Pastor John Hagee? I'll tell you, the study guide is awesome, but I really appreciate his final encouragement there in our discussion, because we do have a responsibility. To me, it just it astounds me that evangelicals, here we are to be the salt and light to a lost world, and we're not participating. Somehow we say, well, we've got our salvation, let them figure it out, they're going to hell in a handbasket. Really? I mean, that's our position, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, it is empirically evidenced that half of evangelicals will even bother to register to vote, and of that 50% again will actually go to the polls and vote. I got to tell you, I think it's a huge issue. We've been given an incredible responsibility to be born in this country. When you look around the planet and you see what other citizens are going through, and here we take this country for granted, and the responsibility that we have, not only to our fellow citizens, but to the world, and particularly Israel, ladies and gentlemen, as Pastor John Hagee referred to. I just don't know what else to say. I think we've heard enough. There's been enough clarion call here that you need to get up off the couch and get involved. And again, I'm grateful to those Iowans that are doing the caucus tonight. They are leading the way and being a great example to the rest of us as to what it takes, you know, to be informed, to talk about it. You know, no political correctness. Let's talk about the candidates. Let's get this country going again. And it's going to take all of us involved to make that happen. It is just about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.